Our story begins at Larissa's penthouse. Andrew and Larissa are talking in the living room while the locksmith works on the open front door.
You'll never forget how hot we were.
Let go of me, Andrew.
Hey, let go of my sister.
Your sister?
You heard me. Who the hell are you?
Oh, I'm her husband. And let me guess, you must be Lauren.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Larissa, this fool is your husband?
For now, but not for long. What are you doing here, Lauren?
I saw on the news that you got out.
Larissa, he doesn't seem to be falling down drunk to me. Isn't that how you described him? Falling down drunk and worthless?
I'm sure I did, but he's Prince Charming compared to you.
Do you want me to toss him out of here, Larissa?
You know what? Yeah, I do. Toss him out, head first.
Let's go, man.
Let go of me, you oaf.
I'll go. But this conversation isn't over.
It's over. We're over. You're over. And the lock will be changed, so don't bother coming back.
But what about my things?
I'll have the maid mail them to you.
Oh, I'll see you in court, Larissa. I'll see you in court.
I'll look forward to it.
Did you really marry that idiot?
Lauren, if you came here begging for money again, I'll save us both some time. No.
I came to see my baby nephew. I don't need your money, Larissa.
I thought you were way behind on all of your bills. What happened?
It's all been taken care of, so you don't need to worry.
I don't even want to know how you came up with the money. I just hope the cops won't be at my doorstep in a minute to drag you away.
Are you going to let me see my nephew or not? I saw the pictures on TV of you leaving Bedford Hills, and they said you had the baby.
I don't want Addison to be around a drunk, Lawrence.
I'm not drunk right now, am I?
Well, I guess not, but I still have to wonder what you're up to. It can't be any good.
In his office, Perry is alone, sitting at his desk, looking at Gretchen's phone number.
Should I call her or not? I sure hope this isn't a mistake.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Gretchen?
Yes. Who's calling, please?
My name is Perry Young. I got your number from Hannah Richards.
Oh, yeah, Perry. Thanks for calling me.
You probably don't realize it, but we've met before, at Jacob's funeral.
You were at Jacob's funeral?
Yes. I work for Blake Whitney. I was talking to you and your sister, Marilyn.
Oh, that was you? Well, I didn't realize we had met.
I'm calling because Hannah said that you wanted to talk to me. I'm not sure it's the best idea. But I think we both have some unresolved feelings about Jacob that we need to work out.
Perry, I know very little about my brother's life in the past 5 years. And all I know came from Serena Stiles, a person that... Well, I don't trust her very much, and I'd like to find out anything I can about him.
Well, I can tell you what I know.
That would be great. Would you mind if I stop by your office?
This probably isn't the best place to talk about this. Can you meet me at my apartment after work?
Sure, whatever you say. Perry, thank you so much.
In Mac's office at TM Productions, Mac is talking with Matt when Rex barges in.
Mac, you've really done it this time.
Done what?
Pushed just a little too much. Our friendship is officially over.
Oh, I think I'll leave you two alone.
Thanks, Matt. This isn't going to be pretty.
Excuse me.
Rex, why are you so worked up?
don't act like you don't know. How dare you talk to Perry about his HIV? That is none of your damn business.
I didn't go to Monthly to talk to Perry about anything. I went there to talk to you.
And since I wasn't there, you thought it was a great opportunity to rub Perry's HIV status in his face? What kind of person does that, Mac? Do I even really know you?
Rex, it wasn't like that at all. I asked Perry the same questions he's been asking himself. Legitimate questions.
Questions that are none of your business. I've already told you to stay out of my relationship with Perry. But if you didn't get that the first time, let me make it a little clearer for you. Stay out of my life. Period.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I do. My mother knows now, my sister, my co-workers. I'm out of the closet, like it or not, and I'm not going back in. And boy, would it have been nice to be able to talk to my best friend. But you know what? I don't have one anymore.
Is that how you really want it?
Yes. I hate for things to end this way between us, but that's the way it has to be. Goodbye, Mac.
Rex.
That was quick.
I said what I needed to say, and now it's done.
Rex, I've had a long day myself. I was just about to go have a drink at the bar across the street. Do you want to join me?
Sure. Why not?
In her room at the Westside Hospital, Marilyn is sleeping while Blake sits by her bedside.
Oh, Marilyn. You look so peaceful, like you don't even have a care in the world. I don't even think I should be here.
Blake? Is that you?
At Connie's apartment, Clint hears Connie crying in her bedroom, so he knocks on the door and walks in.
Mom? Are you all right?
I'll be fine.
What happened exactly?
I was wrong about him, Clint. So wrong.
I know that you and Adam broke up, but can you tell me what happened? Did he do something to you?
He's married.
Married?
Yes, I was at his penthouse and his wife walked in. And she had a baby. A newborn, it looked like.
Well, what did he say about this?
Nothing. I didn't give him a chance to say anything.
Is there any chance that this is all some big mistake?
No, he's married. He knew I wouldn't date a married man. That must be why he didn't tell me.
I can't believe this. I really liked Adam.
I know you did. I'm so sorry.
What do you have to be sorry about, Mom? He lied to you. He led you to believe he is a single guy who was only interested in you.
How could I have been so wrong about him?
What's that?
Connie, are you in there? Connie!
It's Adam.
Do you want me to get rid of him?
Please, I don't want to see him quit.
Say no more.
Clint, is your mother home?
She's home, but she doesn't want to see you.
Now, if she'll just let me explain, I know we can work things out.
Are you or are you not married?
Well, technically.
Okay, goodbye.
Wait. Don't shut the door.
I'm not kidding. I thought you were a nice guy, and I was glad to see my mom happy for a change. But no one hurts her and gets away with it, Adam.
Clint, my marriage is over. We'll be divorced soon.
And what about the baby?
Please, will you just let me come in and talk to Connie?
Maybe you didn't hear me, Adam. I said goodbye. Now go.
Okay, I'll leave. But I'll be back.
At the Westside Hospital Group Therapy Room, Adriana is talking with Mandy and Evelyn.
Hello, ladies. What are the two of you discussing?
Mandy, why are you always so chipper? Do you realize that you were locked in a mental hospital? Could your life be any worse?
I know where I'm at, Evelyn. But this is all a terrible mistake. I'll be released soon.
A terrible mistake?
Yes, I don't belong here. I'm a well-respected member of the music community. Having me locked in this hospital is a travesty.
I don't think Raven Malone would say that, even though she deserved every ounce of misery you gave her.
Raven Malone? What are you talking about?
Mandy, you took the woman's baby. Of course she hates you. She hates all of us.
Baby?
Come on, all you've been doing is talking about how she took your baby.
Yes, your baby.
I don't have a baby. Have the two of you flipped? What are you talking about?
In his office, Dr. Hunt is looking through a stack of files when Nurse Graham walks in.
My God, Michael, where did all those files come from?
This is every record I have for Zelda Myers, Zoe's sister.
And what do you plan on doing with them? Are you going to show those to Zoe?
I want to see if I can find a clue about where Zelda might have gone when she disappeared from the hospital.
If we couldn't find her back then, how do you think we will find her now?
Maybe I can look at this with a fresh set of eyes now. The main thing I remember about my sessions with Zelda was that she was always distracted, like she was never fully there. We didn't make a lot of progress in the time she was here.
Well, are you having any luck?
I am looking through my notes, and I believe that Zelda was under the care of another doctor before she came to Westside.
Another psychiatrist?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't recognize the name. Dr. Flowers?
Never heard of him. He must not work at Westside.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.